What another week again? I have no lineup to talk about this week. I'm going to wing it. And you know, there's plenty to talk about. My goodness, Seattle. Goodness. No, I put up a video on YouTube going back to photos that I took with my phone when I was on the street in Taipei when the same thing was going on in Taiwan. And I don't support the Democrat ideals coming from this group, but I'm seeing people lie about them. I'm watching Fox lie about these Democrats in Seattle, and I've never seen Fox lie so obviously or misrepresent so obviously before. I mean, Fox has always tried to disrupt things. They've always tried to push the script that conservatives and Democrats are destined to fight forever, which... Well, I think, you know, Limbaugh would always talk about that conservatives believe in listening, and that the not Democrat voters, but the liberals on the TV and pretty much most all, maybe not quite every single one, but pretty much most of the liberal politicians, they wake up in the morning angry and they believe we're destined to fight forever and there's no point in talking or listening because we're just going to fight to the end. And that's usually that idea is held by the radical liberal types and not the conservatives. But then we've got these stupid. We've got Satois blamer mode coming out of Fox News. And I'm not surprised. I am surprised at how audacious Fox is, that they're being so blatant. But I'm seeing a lot of lying, and I'm not siding with the Democrat ideals of the protesters in Seattle, but I don't like people being lied about, and we've got to have our brains turned on. We've got to be thinking about stuff. I mean, if you're over here and that guy's over there, and that guy over there is wrong and you're right, but then someone else shows up and starts lying about that other guy over there who's wrong, saying that other guy over there who's wrong is doing bad things that he's not doing, wouldn't you think something's up? Wouldn't you think? You don't have to want your enemy to not be slandered in order, how do you construct this sentence? Just because you don't want your enemy to be slandered doesn't mean you agree with him. Just because you don't agree with your enemy doesn't mean you want him to be slandered and lied about. I hope not. Now, Limbaugh always said it was the kooky liberals that did that, not the conservative voters. The kooky liberals on TV, in politics, and some people in society. But that the conservative voters weren't like that. But now I'm seeing that even conservative voters are like that. Those kooks, those crazies in Seattle want to form their own country. Where's that documented? I don't agree with everything the protesters are doing, but there's lies being told. I don't know. Am I repeating myself here too much? This is a bit disturbing to me. So I'm going to give my perspective from having lived in Taiwan. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more in the Taiwan special this week. But I just, please keep your head. Keep your brain turned on. We just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean that you want to lie about that person. It doesn't mean you believe everything bad said about that person without checking. This goes back to debates. I can win a debate against you if I know I'm wrong. You and I are friends and we both agree. And I know I'm going to pretend to be wrong. Okay. I can win the debate because I know why you believe what you believe. And I can go up in front of other people and I can put on a good performance and I can dance around the issue because I know what you believe. And if I really know what you believe, then I can tiptoe around correctly and I can convince people to not believe you. This is basic debate. In debate school, you're supposed to take a certain side of a debate, and maybe you don't actually agree with it. You just got to practice. This is the lawyer who defends the criminal because everyone needs a fair trial. If you want to put a criminal in prison, you got to really give him a fair chance. And if we give him a fair chance, then we know he should be in jail if he goes there. This is basic justice. The same thing's true. If I know I'm right and I know you're wrong, I'm not going to defeat you in a debate until I really understand you. My method for defeating you in a debate is that I listen to you. I understand you. I know why you think what you think. I know what your reasons are. I understand you. I learn and listen and ask questions. And I understand so well what you think that I can defend your opinion better than you can. And once I really understand you, if I'm right and I'm in and you're wrong and we're going to debate in front of other people, once I do all that, then I can defeat you in a debate. But I can't defeat you if I don't know what you think. Well, supposedly there are these people in Seattle that are wrong. Conservatives are lying about them. They're not trying to understand why they're really wrong. They're just lying. They want their own country. They want to erase borders. They've declared themselves an independent nation. Where is that document? America had a Declaration of Independence. We signed and people died for it. Where's the document that they all signed and are dying for? Or the document at all? Is there proof of this? Just because there's not proof doesn't mean I love them and agree with them and I'm going to worship them and pray to them as my new God. I don't like lies about anybody, my friends or my enemies, especially my enemies. I want to know why they're really wrong, not some Fox News lie about it. So I think I've rambled enough and I don't want to take your time staying stuck on an issue, but just this is what I'm seeing and this is really, really bothering me. Something happened this week. There was a guy that has a prophecy blog. I pardon me if you're not Christian. I'm not trying to preach. Just telling you my little Christian thinking world here. I believe in prophecy. I believe God gives us dreams and visions, and I know the Bible really well, and then I take what I know of the Bible and interpret my dream with that, and I can predict the future kind of accurately sometimes if a dream tells me something. And I believe this happens with others. This is part of my Christianity. And there's a guy that's got a blog, and he finds prophecies from several people, and he shares it. And there was a prophecy recently, in the past few months, about a guy that had an old duster and a cowboy hat, and he'd come out of a cave, and he was all covered with dust. A duster is a type of trench coat you wear out in the wild, I suppose. And he was all covered in dust. And the person seeing this said, "Wow, he ran away. He was hiding when we all had trouble. He was hiding." And in the dream or the vision, God told the person watching, he said, no. That man went and hid himself away to get ready and be prepared. He was hiding, not from the trouble, but he was hiding so he could learn from me, God told the person. You know, it's called a sabbatical. Do you ever go off and kind of steal away and hide yourself so that you can grow as a person? And maybe it seems like you should be out there doing the fight, but maybe it's more important for you to take a break. Well, anyhow, in this prophecy, God told the person watching, he said, go up and dust him off, help him and listen to him. He's got wisdom and he fears me. You know, God's saying, God, you know, he fears God. And go listen to him. He knows stuff and he's coming out of the cave. Well, that's a prophecy. I don't know how familiar you are with that stuff, but it's a funny thing. 10 years ago, I was doing the podcast and being 28, 29 years old, I just didn't like the quality of the stuff that I was talking about. I didn't want to be famous because I was some kid shooting his mouth off without many good ideas. I wanted to refine my ideas first. So I shut the podcast down and like the guy in this vision dream thing, I went and hid myself and I stopped podcasting for a few years. And after about 4 years, I got back into it. I was writing and I was learning and I don't know. That's just a story I want to share with you. Yes. I shut myself off for a while so I could go be quiet and get better. Well, I don't believe in getting released and famous right now as soon as possible, or whatever. I believe that we need to prepare and do a good job and have something good to say when we finally start talking. I mean, we wouldn't want to lie about people. See you tomorrow.